before I begin, everyone should make sure not to touch the air conditioning and no one else touch it. If I'm going to touch it, that's why we're all sweating today. Okay. A number of boys I'm sure the answer this year. First of all, has anyone finished all the Nine Commandments yet? The whole sheet? No. Because, when you get to be close to finish, let me know. I'll have to get another one. Okay. As far as music is concerned, music during Avelis, so the sensitive opinion of all the researchers that, as I said yesterday, you won't find an Isser in the earlier Svarim. The classic Achron that are quoted in the Isser, such as the Chochmas Sadam, as the Magen Avraham before him and the Chassid Shabbos, are referring to cases in which there was music which was being played, live music, of course, which was being played at a Suda. There is, in fact, a serious issue. So it was just brought up in the Medrash that such a distinction exists in a different kind of an Avelus. In Siman Tov Kuf Samach, the Mechaba talks about lots of Zecha L'Churban, and the Siv Gimel, Ken Gazush L'Nagan B'Fay Shir, L'Kol Min Izemech, L'Mashmir Kol, L'Shir from Ephraim, also the Shomer of Ne'ah Churban. According to the Mechaba, you're not allowed to play any music, period. None of the Avelus of a personal nature. We're all in Avelus of the Churban. It's interesting to note that some of the poskim who want to make Yisurim with respect to music, whether it be in Sphira, whether it be in Avelis, they quote this Mechaber as a starting point. Okay, but first the Ramah and the second the Kamad and his Mechaber explains the Mechaber. The Torah Mitzvah going based on the Kalah Kol Shari. Even the Mechaber is not the Torah Mitzvah. Fine. But the Yeshua of the Ramah's first comment, that to me, Shiroga Menko and Yamalachim, Shaun the Meshachim, the Kleshir. Oh, Bebeis HaMishteh. So the Ramah, that's what we pass from the Minig Ashkenaz of Halacha, is that music, let us play music, you let us go on and sit down and play the piano, a guitar. It's not, you don't have to be the Dar Mitzvah. It's not, we assume that it's the Mutter. When is it utter? Bebeis HaMishteh. Bebeis HaMishteh. Says the Mishteh Brura. Bebeis HaMishteh. Okay. So this is, called in Prima Garden. It's Limchot. Rosen Sheyoshim Lechol Tudasan of Akut Omdim and Menagnim. Yom Osim Kain is a vow of the Easter Gom. We get the impression from this quote of the Prima Garden that there's a distinction, a very serious one, between playing music sandwich meat, finashma, and matu with the Ramah, and playing music at a meal. The word that not only did that, as I said earlier, the Gnomon of Ram and the Chachma Sadam were asking playing music at meals for someone who's an Avelis. Mehaki Taste, and they should answer it. When there's no meal. Here's before then in the Mishnah Brewer, where the distinction is drawn up Pi Ramah, between during a meal and not during a meal. It's true, they're talking about the Churban, Zecha the Churban, but okay. We can make a similar distinction with someone who's an Avelis proper. Interestingly, in the Sharati and Chav Gimel, he says the Suda shouldn't be taken literally, it only means Yain. Yeshua used to Yain, the Pasuk says. Only Yain. The question is whether, if there's a combination of Yain and food, is that author or not? But food alone would not be a prohibition in this context. So Afal Pikein, the Supreme Prima Gadda was not that way. We find a distinction along these lines here in Siman Tov Kuf Samach, Siv Gimel. Some of the episodes before, Gevalt, even if we find that in the classical Svarim, going down to even to as far as the Chochmas Sadam, we don't see any history of music Stamos there without a Suda, but shouldn't we say it's automatically also because it's a minik? It's a minik, a minik not to play music. My response was, if there's a minig, which someone gets up, a minig of Pichokam, so we have to say, we are hereby declaring a new minig that we're not going to listen to music and avail us. It's hard to go against the minig. But there's no such thing. Those who Svarim who say that it's awesome, they don't say we made a minig. They all quote a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said so. But the Shulchan didn't say so. The Ramah didn't say so. That's interesting. And the Shulchan Aruch didn't say so in Shin Sariyaz, you can say, Fakir, you know, I didn't say so. Because Svarim is always awesome. Thus, even if it's not avail us, you can't play music. I'll say, but it's mutter for a Torah mitzvah, which is the Ramah qualifies the Mechala. Well, Beis Chosra Mechala is also even without music for an adult. So the Mechala didn't have to mention it. That may be a good point, but the Ramah should have mentioned it. And the Ramah never mentioned it anywhere, so therefore, Lania Zaiti, there's no source for it, except for Mr. Rebbe Shas Suda, yes. And for those who are, in effect, misquoting these, the Mechaba and the Ramos. I don't think it's a minute like that. But salt, maybe. Therefore, again, those who are Machmer, I'm not Chas Hashem, take it away from them, the right to be Machmer. If you go back to the sources, as I said yesterday, I don't see it. Yes, Michal. No, for the mitzvah, in other words. For the mitzvah, right, that's the point. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, just some more research and spoken to some of the Talmidim about the issues we were discussing earlier yesterday, about what exactly is the mitzvah for an Avil to attend during Avelis, as far as weddings and other suddas. Seems to me, after looking at it more carefully, that we had the Shum, what we spoke about already on Sunday a bit. What does Shum mean? I thought that Ein Shum lo Tifuach lo Rikiv lo Sok means at that time. You don't find Yisroel Mal Shem Tofu. The Pensara Mara we haven't got to yet. It's not a few weeks till we get to read about that. So we're not going to ask our Shem Tofu. Well, in this place, there's going to be something happening later on. We should ask it already now. Not a Dabar Gemistadah. So therefore, the word Ein Shum means Shum is in the philosophical sense of Shum. At that time. Right? There is no, at that point in time, there's no Tifuach Rikiv lo Sok. It's going to be Musa. Fine. So we have the 2 days, but it's very careful. The 2 days in the rush. Let's see again. It's very important. You have to see a third time. Simon Membay. You got to look at the words. Every word is valuable. It's precious. The rush of Simon Membay is called to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Saloni. The last 3 lines on this page Lamed Vav, second column. Because we read Rabbi Saloni, Yesh, and Noagin, the Shinik Nasim, the Sofi Beit Kodesh, the Beit Anchupa, the Shmo Abrochot, the Levake, Avalol Achila, the Yesh, and Achmir, the Shinik Nasim Klau, the Ramban, the Alkotah, the Shaosu, the Kanasham Klau, the Lo Ola Dika Simcha Bechupa, Afilu, Shalo, Bishat, Achila, the Kot Sukha Kafe, the Chet Noagin, the Ashkenaz, the 12 months, Omeid Chut, the Bayez, the Shmo Abrochot, the Renichot, the Bayez Klau. That's a very important quote. We have to go over it again. Hafachba, hafachba. Let's go over it again and again and again. So, after looking at it very carefully, I think that the machlok is here as evidence for the fact that the Ramban is being quoted as a deciding factor in this machlok. Ramban Kosav, presumably, as being machriya. And the Russian side completely clear, and the Torah is more clear that the Ramban is being quoted 2 days in the Yudah Barcelona. And the Ramban passes like the day of Machmira, like the most stringent day. But the Ramban, as we read yesterday in Shir, asks only if you're going in during the meal, Bishat Mitzmot Dechos and Vekala, which means the juggling or the dancing, whatever it may mean. And therefore, when the expression over here is used, Afilu Shelo Bishat Achila, in my opinion, it means, you don't eat every minute. You have a minute at a wedding, they serve one course. And then they have a dance, and they serve another course, and they have dancing. And then they have Sherry Brothers, and they have the dancing. And there'll be more dancing to follow. More dancing come. Everyone come to the head table for Sherry Brothers, and more dancing. Everyone come to your main course, there'll be more dancing. They keep advertising for themselves, there'll be more dancing. So therefore, although right now, maybe there's no dancing, and until they have waiters come out, there's no eating, it's sort of a break in the action. Afalpikane is considered an integral part of the Simcha and the Beis HaMishneh. And during that point in time, it's prohibited for the Avil to even be in the room. That's what it means, frankly. I think that when it says over here, the Lishmoa HaBrocha, look at the 2 expressions they're both saying. Lishmoa HaBrocha O Levaker. Levaker Beheicholo. Don't pull that element. What do you mean Levaker? It's a visit. What are you visiting? What is this? A shrine? What are you visiting over here? Who are you visiting? The answer, I think it means, you're mixing with the people. You have to go into a wedding where you just crash. You're really invited. You want to meet people, so you go in there. That's called Levake. But that Levake, presumably, is referring to during the middle of the action. There's a lot of music, there's tumult, there's simcha, and you're walking in there, Levake. And the Rabbi Yehuda Bar Saloni puts the 2 in effect in the same breath. He's talking about the Shmo Abrochos O Levake. Now, frankly, on this basis, I thought, but the pshat is as follows. When the Ramah says, the Chozer, the Bayis, the Siv Gimel, it's very important, look, open up your Shulchan Aruch, critical to see, because I have to see so many times. Siv Gimel. The Chozer, the Ramah, Vishvayin, Shaosin, Achasana, Shaokun, Vishosim, Usmeichim, Shom. says the Divrei Sofer to Kot Nun Dalet, the Bavayish Olsen Atsuda, Af the Achar Atsuda, Vishar Shem Evarchim Shavu Brachas, Yesh Shav Simcha, Uvazdehu the Yesh Olsen Likonacham, Afila Shalom Bishat Achila, because when she Bishat Achila, Afish and Oklahoma. 100% correct. Divrei Sofer Nun Dalet is 100% correct about that. And therefore, I get the impression, when it talks about the brachas over here, what do the words brachas mean in this context? It means what we call the shevet brachas after the meal. Because the shevet brachas after the meal, you know how it is. They certainly danced up a storm before, they ate up a storm, and afterwards couldn't even come. Who knows? Maybe even a Viennese table. Or if not that, Hashem, but there's a very likely to be more dancing after the shevet brachas. Almost always happens, the dance comes as a band. If you can afford to have the band afterwards, yeah, with a band. But you can't afford to without a band. But it's usually just in the middle. It's still holding in the middle of the entire event. That's what it seems to me the Riyah Barcelona is offering. That's in effect the equivalent of Shalom B'Shat Achiva, of the Vaka. You're walking in there, and there's a break, and you're walking into business, and that would be in effect the same as if they are eating there. It's all the same thing. As if they are eating there. It's all identical. It's all the same halakha. It's one long continuum. Whether someone's mouth is stuffed or not at that moment, it's basically irrelevant. Oh, this being the case, let us focus our attention once again on the chuppah itself, what we call the chuppah. Here's another tricky point. What does the word chuppah mean? Right? What does the word brachos mean? I'm so upset. The Divrei Sofer, I was so happy with him. It's the Kot Nun Dalet, it's gewaldic. Okay? But now, earlier, in the Mechaber says over here in the beginning of the Sif Gimel, Likonis lachupa shelo b'shas achila l'shmo ha-brochus yesh matirin v'yesh olsin ela omed b'chus l'shmo ha-brochus. Now, I have to confess, I always thought looking at this line and out of context, reading this one line, and we're talking about what we call the chupa. You know, I'm only invited to the chupa. Didn't make the cut. Only invited to the chupa. Right. But if it's Marie, I have a shvur, it's no problem. That's what the word chuppah means in this context of Siv Gimel and Mechab. That's what we think the word chuppah means, that we call a chuppah. That's what I always thought. However, and that's what the Divrei Sofer himself suggested in Sifkot Memtes, and he's forced into a tremendous docha, and the 2 days in the Mechab are not the 2 days in the Tur. Which is a stuff, usually work, it goes down. I think it came down from the rush. 2 days in Barcelona, 2 days in the tour, 2 days in the Mechada. He says, no, that's the Divrei Sofer Memtes. That's a shver of us. Very difficult to assume that. And he has died, no, it's going straight down. And when the Mechada said at the beginning of Siv Gimel what he was saying, he meant exactly what we said, what the Divrei Sofer himself said in Nun Dalet. Himself, I'm quoting him to himself. Back to him. All right. He says that the brachas and the word chuppah doesn't mean what we call a chuppah. You know, I'm right over to the chuppah. You take a look in the Ramban when he quotes this, he uses the word chuppah, not to mean someone who is just saying the birchas eris and birchas nisuin as we have what we call under a chuppah. Not at all. The word chuppah means in Ramban speak in his language means. Where the mesiba, the beis hamishnah is taking place. That's exactly how the Ramban understands the word chuppah. What page is this? Help me out. No? What's the Ma'amar Kamis? No? No Ramban? No? Kuf Tari Chet. Were they yesterday? I just forgot what page it was. Okay, here we go. So the Ramban says, here it is, the same expression, l'chupas l'shmoa bracha o levakeh. Now, what levakeh? Avalo l'achil. People don't do bikurim during a chupah. You ever hear this? No talking aloud, the chosin collar and other men. No, it's not a time for visits during what we call in our language the chupah. The chupah means the peak of the simcha, the partying, the singing, the dancing, the eating. That's what it means. And that's what the Ramban quotes later on, v'lech le'v'tzukah, v'lech tu v'tzukah, and then it talks about Velechti B'chuppah, and that context, and they're not talking about what we call chuppah. That's what I understand. And the Yazdaiti, this is the Mechaber means, the beginning of Siv Gimel, not what the Divrei Sofer said in Mem Tes, but rather means what he says in Nun Dalet. The proof that the Ramban means chuppah to mean the Mokam Achila is because he talks about the Kasher we mentioned yesterday. The Puranusa, he says, what did it make Kilim? Why did it say sit there and don't eat? He says, well, you can't, not cover, not eat. See, he's talking about during the eating period of time, and that's what he calls the chuppah. So the word chuppah means two different things. Unfortunately, because of the colloquialism of today, what the word chuppah means, so the Divrei Sofer, Sipkos Memtes, Sipkos Nun, is another Zohar, that there's a double machlokas, and the Chabal is machriya in one, and that's not decided. All these dechuk can come up because he doesn't take himself, but he wrote himself, and then Dalit, Shadon the Ramah, that's Shadon Machabah too. And the word chuppah doesn't mean what we call in our language chuppah. It means a suda. It means when Evan's having a good time. And the brachas mean the brachas, Shem brachas at the end. She himself said it in Dalit. That seems to be the much better shot, which solved, I think, all the world problems. Everything fits in like a glove. Oh. So it seemed to me upon further reflection. Came the relief. Now, let's go on. Yes. Oh, we're going to come to that. We're going to review all this later. That's what I wanted to say, which was related to yesterday's shiur. I have some other notes here. I'm checking. What my heart. Can't find them. Oh. Yes, two hours. Number one, someone before me asked, oi, one of my shiurim from last week is against the Gemara. On time is that you're dying of an aleph. I suggested the distinction between Gidul Pera and Shiluach Pera. Well, in Tainus it says that Shiluach Pera is also 30 days. So there goes that. So I don't know what to do with it. I'm not sure. Maybe he was showing me a little differently. I don't know. Number two, what I mentioned yesterday about the head of Knisa L'Mishamshin, whether it should apply only to the Shah means the Makam HaMishamshin, or even to the place where the actual action is. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Sidrit Gimel says, really, based on the Ramot I suggested yesterday, it's only limited to go into the Makam HaMishamshin. But then he quotes the Minig Olam to make it beyond that. There's a lot of Minhagi Ha'olam over here. This whole Minig Olam, I think it's a Zilzal Olam. It took up the HaMishamshin Hesed, which is no Makam in the world. And the Ramot himself, as Aruch HaShulchan explains to me, it's only limited to go into the kitchen. That's all. To walk into the kitchen and eat at home. That's as far as it looks like. No more. And the world just gave him a finger, they took a hand. Two hands. Not only the kitchen, it's the main. It's not only the your relative, it's everybody else. Not only to watch, it's even to eat. It's only to give out a venture at the end. It's wild. Aimless that shouldn't walk with cloud. I can't understand you can justify this minute whatsoever. Okay. That's it. Okay. Now let's go on to what we left off yesterday. The Shaila Meshav Shlita says that the Easter of Turanusa and Arisusa, the whole Easter of Sudas Mereus, perhaps he wasn't sure, who was telling Shir, whether it applies to a case where there's no reciprocity whatsoever. I invite three friends, what's it then? So the Shaila Meshav thought it should be Zichar Asa, the equivalent of Arisusa, and the Divrei Sofer thinks for sure it's Mutter. So I feel like it's two of Gedolei Hadar. Okay? You can fact back and forth to find out who's right. But the Divrei Sofer might arrive from the Ritva, because the Ritva's lashon is quote, Arisusas kizolke eschov al chaverov lasos kimosa. Is there also the Mishaotim Simcha Yisera? That's the quote of the Ritva. So I mentioned to you yesterday, it's just a gewaldig simcha. Not am I eating roast beef today, but my salivary glands already acting based upon my roast beef next month to Shabbos, the next month to Shabbos, the next month to Shabbos. You know, house 1, 2, 3, and 4 that go around in a circle. I can taste it all now. The music of Simcha. But if I'm just invited to one on a one shot basis to one house, there's no reciprocity intended, then perhaps according to the Ritva there would be no violation. That's what the Ritva says based upon the Divrei Sofer. And then Tiny thinks not that way. Frank, I also feel like you. If I don't feel bad, I also feel like you. But after looking at the Ritva, maybe we're both wrong, and maybe the Divrei Sofer is, in fact, correct. However, I would like to maintain that even according to my original shita that someone is not permitted to go to a meal, even with the absence of a reciprocity anticipated, doesn't mean that someone who's an available chalila for Yudbeis Kohen has to be in Cherem. You can't eat with anybody else. That's crazy. So I thought the answer was to this question that, as they say in English, two is company, three is a crowd. Now that's whatever the context of that statement is, not the point right now. But I'm trying to get at is that you can't, it's hard to imagine that a part of a person with an avelus can't go to a friend's house all year long. That's two chavurot. That's almost like a cherem. So the answer is he's allowed to go to a friend. If Reuben is avelus, he can go to visit Shimon. Or if Shimon is an avelus, Reuben can visit Shimon. Once you get Levi involved, then it's already what I would call, or Tani and I would call, before, if you want to argue with the result, we'd call that a Tzudas Mereus. It has to be more than just, you know, a host and a guest. There has to be some kind of social interaction, even involving Achila, to be permissible over the year's period of time. Now, I asked you to see a strange source in Shin Ayin Ches Sif Yud, where the Divrei Sofrim here quotes that Tzudas Mereus is measured by Tzorak L'chalak B'Shnei Mekoymus, as it comes up in Shin Ayin Ches Yud. I don't think you can rely on that lakula, that as long as they can all sit at one table, they would not be considered a Tzudas Mereus, because that's talking about B'nei Mishpach, as you look there in that context. A family. Talk about this case of Havroah, it's a different context. So a family can all sit at one table, the Tzudas Havroah, but if it's such a big family, and to sit at two separate tables, there he would answer it. I think, though, I have perhaps a slight marker. Maybe you'll laugh at the Zeus, but maybe someone asked me a question yesterday. What about the Bach? That the Bach said in the end of Shin Pei Tet that it's usher to lehazmin ol hizame, to invite us to be invited. So my response was, according to the Taz, that us only Mishmashel HaShalom. Mishmashel HaShalom only doesn't apply on Shabbos, for example. But the truth is, I've already mentioned then, it's hard to argue with the Eizen who's quoted in the Shver. But if it's up to me, I was in the Bach has nothing to do with Shel HaShalom. He never mentioned Shel HaShalom. It's not in this context at all. Rather, I thought the Pshat was, he meant Tzudas Mereus. That's exactly what he meant. Lahazmin ol hizamein. But then he has a word, interesting, maybe you're making too much of this, imacherim, plural. That's not going to be Pshat, what you just said now. I thought, perhaps, that if it's acherim, it's others, which means two other units. I don't think it means that a husband and wife is acherim. That's one unit. Every family is a unit. But if it's a cherim, if you'll be invited, you're inviting others. Reuben is an avel, not Shimon and Levi. Or Reuben is an avel to be invited by Shimon and Levi's also invited. That's a problem on the society of Tzudas Mereus. But just one-on-one, the Chorosh should be mutter, even if we're right, and the different Sofrim is wrong. Yes? Very good. Okay, it could be a raya also the cooler. So we have two stones on this channel. One is the Divrei Sofrim based on the Ritva, nor at the prosody is mutter, and now it's Tzvara, at least in the case we're inviting one. Not big tremendous nafkamina. Can you go to Tzvus Meres with two other couples, two other families? I'm not so sure it's mutter. But it seems that the Divrei Sofrim says it is mutter. There's no reciprocity. I don't know. What's the halacha? Now I have to look in the modern book. Now I'll give you a head to the look. All these books that came out now, the art scroll, what does it say there? But some going to two friends. Some of them. You go and invite them to two friends, no reciprocity intended. What do they say in these books? I don't know. Tomorrow I'll come back and see what says in the books, and we'll see then what's the answer with. Okay, Rabotai. Remember the expression of the Rosh. Here again, the same Rosh talks about going from the Ravid. Because over here, Rabotai, a few lines above what we read, Simon Membeis, he quotes a lesson of Masi Yosem V'Yisoma, Shulashem Shemayim, Ani Vaniya, Shimlo Yikonet Sham Yizbatel HaMaisa. As opposed to Nitzuli Arshir, we're only being invited to this Kabbalah. That's awesome. So what does it mean, Yizbatel HaMaisa? What do the words mean? A very important line here in the statement of Divrei Sofrim, in Sivkotan Yud Tet, Simon Shin Sarial. What does it mean? I see this simon is so well worn on my face, but it's actually this page came out. So, those that have get it into me, I really appreciate it. I don't want to lose this page forever. That is a very important simon, obviously, to the point that that's my first page that I lost. It's right over here. I must have turned this page so many times. But it's a very important simon. It's one of the most important simonim in Hilchos Avelos, to know what to do tomorrow over here. So, in Sitkotin Yutet, what does it mean? What does it mean? What do the words mean? So he discusses as follows. This is, again, for those who have the Divrei Torah, you can look inside, it's page Tav Kuf Sadi Aleph. But the Hetzer is not a Hetzer of Seder, but rather it's labeled as Suda Shalom. And we had discussions in my real Yontav Shalom. I explained it to you. It doesn't mean Yontav. Yontav is awesome. What does Suda Shalom mean? It's like Chaburas Kotchim and Maisa Sheni, the rabbi put it in the same breath. What does that mean? You have to do a Chaburah. You can't, as he says in Sitkotin Yutet, you can't finish it by yourself. What do you mean, kosher ma'aseh? Eat it by yourself. No. You have to eat it together with others because you can't finish it all by yourself. That's what Yontav Shalom means. And as we explained to you before, that means it's your responsibility, it's your achrayit. You have to be there. I mean, the ritva and the mutalas of love, here it is mutalas of. You're the one. You brought up this yosef from childhood. You're not going to come to his wedding. You have to come. Like the yigur v'chaver we spoke about. You have to come. That's why it's mutalas. And what about this expression, yisbat ala ma'aseh? What does that mean? The quote of the Aruch HaShulchan that I asked you to see in Tekei and Vav doesn't mean that if this fellow who raised this orphan will walk in, the shidduch will be butler complete. That's what it sounds like to me. He's batal ha'maritim means that if he doesn't come in, the shidduch is over. Now it sounds crazy to us in our 1999 mentality, but in years gone by, you read about the Ramaz, there was a wedding, and the chassid was bickering over the nedunya, and he wouldn't come in, and it was a Rosh Shabbos, and he did a wedding Friday night. It's a while. So obviously, this batal ha'maritim in those years was a business. Forgiving. So therefore it was a real possibility of Vitala Maisa. The Gvir who brought up the Yisrael won't walk in, so the Mechut will say, I'm not going to go into this wedding. The Gvir is not so close to her. He won't, you know, give her the support. I'm out of here. I mean, it sounds crazy to us, but apparently in Europe that's what happened on some occasion. Is that what it means? So Rosh Hashanah says, no, that's not what it means in this case. That's not what it means. Rather, what does it mean? And he proves it was. It can't be, that's what it means. You mean the Ramban would argue? The Ramban argues in the right. The Ramban, even if he's batal ha'maaseh, it's too big. The Ramban, he says the Aruch HaShulchan, would be so cruel and heartless to say that this girl, the Yisrayma, should remain single for maybe for the rest of her life because the one who brought her up as the Yisrayma and he can't walk in. Can't be, says the Aruch HaShulchan. It's impossible to even imagine that. Can't be that. Impossible. The rather, his batal ha'maaseh just means that the person who brought her up won't walk in, who took care of the assignment won't walk in, she'll be very upset. And he calls it Tashbet over here. Does the Amit Zavas and Kotan Amalas? Shasimcha Eina Yachol Dios Dolodo. In other words, the marriage will go on, but the Simcha, the happiness, won't be there. So I see the Yoruch HaShulchan. This is his shot. However, the truth to tell, in the Divrei Sofrim, in the Amit Zavas, that cotton lana chest that calls the Ranach, who says no. Yis batal ha'maaseh means yis batal ha'maaseh. Ois shidduch. The wedding is canceled. How come the Ramban be so cruel and heartless to say you can't walk in? He says chas v'sholem. Ramban didn't say you can't walk in. Ramban said everybody can walk in. You have to walk in. If you don't walk in, chalila there'll be no shidduch. Walk in. So what can't you do? Can't eat. You have to eat. What? The shidduch of the bottle, if you don't eat the roast beef or the piece of chicken or kugel. That's what it means. That's how the Ranach understands. The Vadis, he's Batla Maskip Shuta. And no one said you can't walk in. Nobody can walk in if you have to. But according to the Ravid, once you walk in, it's through the shalom. You might have the fish with the meat, with the soup. And the Ramban says, no, walk in and don't eat anything. That's what the Ranach says. Interesting. It seems to me that if you want to be honest, to be shot in the simple words of Yisbat al-Maisa sounds more to me like the Ranach than the Aruch HaShulchan. So, now, look at this now. It's called Chof. It's so-called the Zera Emet. It's like the Aruch HaShulchan. And therefore he says, if this Maisa B'Kol Yom, someone's getting married, and the parents of the Chosin HaKal is an Avelus, Maisa B'Kol Yom. So the Zerema says, you can go in, you can eat,
to the Meshavah Brachas. Why? Because they don't come. Tisbatel mitzvah simchas kosam v'kaus. No, emet? But here comes bombshell kasha. Of the emet gavar mem dalet. Rebbeinu shel olam. If this is true, then why did the Ravid concoct the case Chaburas mitzvah l'shem shemayim of yosom yitzom ani aniya? It happens. It's not that common. It's the most common everyday case. The father or the mother of the chasm of the kala is an avelis in Beit Kodesh, and they can come in for the same reason. Hello, double. This is a bombshell kasha. Whoa, that's not my question. It's a bombshell. And I don't know if to answer the bombshell except the Tumas that the Aruch HaShulchan is wrong and the Ranach is right. I'm not saying the Aruch HaShulchan is wrong with Dina. Maybe they're both right with Dina. But what this Bapal Shema Maisa means, if it only means that they will be a little bit saddened, so then why give a case? Why give a case of Yosem and Yosoma? So the fact that that case is given leads me to possibly to conclude that really the Ranach is right. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan might again have right Ladina, but that may not be what the words of the Ravid and the Ramah, the Rosh, really mean. Okay, once you're there, once you're in the room, so the Ravid might call the Chafalim, you're allowed to have Mitzvot the Chos of the Kala, as the priest writes in Tzitzkot and Hay, and then he's in music and dancing. He says, you have to have Kavona Shalom Lehono. You have to walk in there, that the Father. I don't want to enjoy this MBD, you know, that they're playing. The Nagina, the Shama, the Mazgubaldiga band, the Piamentas, Kavana Shavali Hanum. So Anir's 19, send this to over here. If I can dance with the Chassid al Khalila, the father of the Chassid and Avela. If he can dance with the Chassid and have no Hano, he can't stand it. He's doing the Shem Shemayim. That's the Lashon is in the Yisham. The Shem Shemayim. And every second it pains him. But he's dancing the same way with the same Islam as otherwise. Wow. He's a malach. But most people, if they can't have any hanor from it, and they have to put on a sour face, so the chosm will say, Daddy, what's wrong with you? So I say, you have to have hanor. You don't have hanor, you're talking again to the star. So how do you put on an act? Yeah, it's an actor. You have zero hanor, and your son thinks you have the biggest symbol in the whole wide world. It's all a matter of what you're like, able to pull off. Okay? Yes.
What's the case? Is there a machlokes in the Metzius? If you don't have the roast people, the bais will be bottled or not. In other words, if lo yechosham, then we said the Ramban is not cool and heartless. He didn't agree to this Muslim. So exactly what are they fighting about? You ask, Monashach, if you have to eat, because if the one that just won't eat, that shows he's not close to the kala and he's not going to give any money. Not true. When they eat afterwards, that's impossible. They eat afterwards. No, they eat after. They put the ring on their finger already. What do you mean bottled or not? Smog. Shmog min ha-tora min ha-yin. From this rises. That's a good ha-arach. I can't see Aryeh Adarabah. If in lo yokol shem yizbat la-mayit, it seems to me, if that's the lesson of the... Is that the gears of the rush? And what's the gears of the rush? I didn't pay you enough attention to that. The according to the gears of the yokol shem, which seems to be a right at Aruch HaShulchan. Because that's only after the rings on a finger. Come on, Shmuel. You really believe that? Most people don't believe the Shmuel, they're too tumble. So you're not like, I don't believe this. There's no mucking. There's no mucking in the Torah for Shmuel. Rabbi Sam, if you make a way to have a Shmuel, come on, like a broch. Okay. No? Now I'm asking. Shalom Eshav is just questioning me. I'm a heart to Yishayim over here. That's a good point. I'd rather. The expression of Shiyoko Shem is a riot to the Aruch HaShulchan's interpretation. So now why did he give this example of Yosef Yisrael? Why didn't he give an example of a father and mother? And after all, if that's the pshat, Aruch HaShulchan, how do you answer that bombshell kasha? If you have an answer to that kasha, I'll accept your sheet as evolving, but that's a good kasha that you haven't done yet. Why did he pick this example? And not that, pick this example, but other examples too. Yes? Now that gears.
Maskin, I say this all the time, that if you're allowed to go in there, but see, I always say, if you don't have your Fatla Maisa in a literal sense, it doesn't exist in our world, really. But you have the Fatla, the Simcha of the Chosn Kala, that exists all the time. So I always say, as for the Taz, we're going to get to later, that you have a head to go, but who's going to notice if you need it or don't eat? Who's going to notice? Right? Yeah, so don't eat. I tell people to don't go and just don't eat. I am starving. I tell them all the time. Before you go, eat till you're filled. In other words, doggies, I don't have to go eat. Before you go to this wedding, you have to go to, because otherwise, if you don't go, the chosn kala is going to be upset. You're a parent, or whoever you are. Just eat till you're filled. Filled to the gills. You just can't anymore. So then, you know, and who knows? No one knows the difference that you don't eat. This man has said, who notices? Maybe in those days, protocol. And that fits in very well. Yosem v'yosoma, in other words, Yoch HaShulchan is right. Then we can say that shot. In other words, Yosem v'yosoma is mentioned for the following reason. Let's assume the Yoch HaShulchan's shot is correct with the gears of Yochal. So why they pick the case of the yosoma? Why did they pick the case of the father and mother? So maybe the shot is batla maiz. I mean, I hate to say it. It sounds terrible. Maybe it means they'll even the one up again. I don't know how to say it. But even though they're eating now at the Tzudas Fasana, but if they'll think that it's a fraud, I don't know. That sounds crazy. I don't know how to answer that particular question. But Yosem Yosoma, people, all the eyes are on this pseudo Mechutn. It's not really the Mechutn. They just bring him the Yosoma in as a kindness. Everyone's wondering, is he really mean it or not? Whereas a parent, no one's going to think about that. It's just Batla Maitis to mean literally, even after the meal, even after the ring was put on the finger. All this is very difficult. If someone can have a clean way out of all this, let me know. Yes?
I think
it's
very sure that the kids yesterday were dealing with
him,
the kids
were
brought up
yesterday.
Okay. So then it could be that he's doing the same other Vimar.
So why do you give that?
Because they think it's a bigger
Kiddush.
Because even he has
to be a Kiddush. Even the Yosem Yosem. Kavachom Abavimar.
Ooh,
that's an interesting shot. I wouldn't have said it if it was to me, but maybe. Okay, so a suggestion. Rabbi, so let's go on. The Raivid, though, with all of his coolness and the awesome Yisrael and everything, Hashem Shemayim, is only matter after Shloshim. Only after Shloshim. And so there are more quotes. There are more quotes to Raivid, so straight through. In Shin Sadi Aleph, Sivvev, with the Chaburat Mitzvah, Shemas Yosem Yisrael, Hashem Shemayim, and the Yochel Shav. Yochel Shav, he has to get to Yochel. He is batel our ma'isa. In other words, Yochel sounds like Yochel Shulchan. Mutal li'acha shloshim. I will tell shloshim also the chosudas mitzvah shebaholah. Tur b'shem harayvid. Okay? That's what it says. Now, what do you mean? For which relatives? So remember we saw yesterday a bach which we didn't like. Make a distinction within Shloshim between other Venima, which is more chomer than Shah Krover. But there's someone who wants to stick that in over here as well. But the post can say, no. From the Raya that the Raya brings, is a Raya, as we see, it's talking about all relatives. He brings a Raya from the Gemara later on, named from the Ramakomach already, Kol Shloshim Yom Lini Suin. That Raya is quoted in the Ramban on page Kuf Sadi Zayin. That's a very important raya. We'll see it in the Rush later. That's the raya that the raya brings. Kol Shloshim Yom Lini Suin. Kol is he quotes the Shem Shemayim Yas Yosem Yisoma. Kol here the Gersa by the way. Ramban is lo yikonis shom yivat la mais. So again, Ramban is lo yikonis. Who's lo yochal? The tour. So and the Mechal and the Ramah. So the Gibam Sur Ramah have Lo Yochal and the Ramban and the Rosh also, right? Have Lo Yikonis. Interesting. Well, that's a very critical word. I didn't pay enough attention to it. Okay, let's have a look at again, Blinel. Because Lo Yitzhiyah Mishloshim Ve'elech Baba Ve'imo. Have a Tov Shloshim Lechol Sudas Mitzvah Shavolam Asur. Shari Afilu Lisa Yisha Asur. Tidaminan Kol Shloshim Yolna Nisuim. And these are Kol Shloshim Yolna Nisuim is not limited to father and mother, to avail to father and mother. So therefore, here also he's answering for all relatives, not only father and mother. And therefore, so let's take a look here in the Rush. If you haven't had the Rush, please open up again. Every word counts. when the Yerushalmi and the Masechet Snachas is quoted over here. Look carefully inside. Where it says, Eber Rabbati Perek Tes, Al Kol Hameisim Asul Elechu Beis HaMishneh, Ad Lamed Yom, La'ovid Ule'imo, Ash Yigiru Bo Chaveru Belem Kei, Rosh L'Shem Shemayim. Notice how I punctuated. No, you know my punctuation? Let's read again. Al Kol Hameisim Asul Elechu Beis HaMishneh, Ad Lamed Yom, period. La'ovid Ule'imo, Ash Yigiru Bo Chaveru Kama, Elem Kei, Rosh L'Shem Shemayim, period. And therefore the heter of L'Shem Shemayim is limited to the case of Orev Lehimo, Yud Beis Kodesh after Shloshes. What's the lumbus? What's the lumbus behind it? What's behind it? The difference itself is a good lumbus. He says like this. He says that the Easter of Tol Shloshim is an Easter Be'etzem. It's an objective, absolute prohibition. And it's, as far as we feel, the Yisbat Samayit, whatever it may mean, to Nerach HaShulchan Tzav in a moment, so too bad, so there'll be some bitul simchah. As opposed to Liachah Shloshim, which is Mishum Kibbut Avahim, so then, you know, it's true you're required to honor the memory of your parents, but there could be a certain overriding obligation. Look, your parents would want you to not to kill the Simcha of a Chatzon and Kala. That sounds like a very emotional, mushy kind of a statement. But there's place for mush sometimes in Halacha. So that could be the distinction between these two Halacha. The Ramban argues. Ramban read punctuated differently than me. Ramban punctuated it to be the Masechet Eber Rabbati. Tanya, Alkom Meisim also Leil the Beis Hamishneh. Ad Lamed Yom Kama Lovim Lo Yugur Mochaver. Period. Elam Kain going on both of them. Harsh L'Shem Shemayim. So he's not there. He makes no distinction. The only thing is he understands the expression of Chaburas Mitzvah differently. What's Chaburas Mitzvah? It's a Suda which doesn't have too much Simcha involved. What does that mean? What does the Ramban say? What does it mean? The Ravid is wrong. A wedding is a wedding is a wedding. I don't care what the Yosef Yisrael. A wedding is too much Simcha. So what exactly is Alimat? It's Suda for Shchoidesh, Achilas Kotshim, Mechaburas HaPesach. What does it mean? So it is an intrinsic method to eat that particular food. As Kotchim and Pesach, and something like the Sheni. And Rosh Chodesh, I still haven't found that food. You don't want to find it for me? I mean, it's a small amount. It's not really a big meal. It's just a snack. That's what perhaps would be what the Ramban is driving. And that's mostly even within 30 days. But what's also, namely, the Master Yosef Yisom is also for the entire 12 months. That's what the Ramban is. The Torah has the coolest of both. I guess Halach never make a bottle. The Torah has the coolest of both. Is Mater Chaburas Mitzvah, a small kind of snack or whatever of this type, within Shloshim, as the Ramban said. And it's Mater, it's Suah Yosom, after Shloshim, as the Ravid says. And this is opposed to the two extreme sheets. The Bach, in the quantum of the Tour, the Suah Yosom is even within 30 days, against, you know, that's the coolest of both. Mamish. In other words, when I said that the Torah is the coolest of both, he takes the Ravid's cooler and the Ramban's cooler. He doesn't combine the two coolers. The Bach and the Torah even combines both coolers. That's the Pasha Tav not that way. And the Radvaz is Perek Ramalach Avav, so the quote of the Ramban by Aviv V'Imo is also Tov Shlosh. Again, with that same business, that's more chumra than Shah Krav Tov Shlosh, which we already rejected yesterday. So those, we some quote those two opinions, we don't accept those. But we said that Torah is kind of the cooler of the Ravid and of the Ramban, but not both together. That's presumably how the Torah passes Lemait. Okay. Now, an interesting discussion over here in the Birur Halacha, the Divrei Sofrim, Dibur HaMasil Uva Chabura. Okay, for those who have it, it's worth looking inside. Starts on page Tuf Kuf Pei Tes and goes on and on and on. There's the following Shiloh. Look, according to the Ravid, according to the Lishna Kama, Sudas Mitzvah Mutter within 30 days. Correct? Remember we discussed yesterday? What's the Lishna Kama? It's very important. What does the Lishna Kama say? Right? Oh, I see, everyone forgot.
Open the Gemara. Chavbeis and Medbeis. You got to remember what's going on over here. Open the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Very important. The Gemara says, "Akolamaisim kum nechnasu lebeis hasimcha liachad lamed yom." Alav v'alima liachad yud beis kodesh. Amar Rabba Rachano ulesimchas mereis. What does that mean? We made still three shots, right? At the end of the figure. And then what's the rivet shot? Right? What does it mean? Only simchas mereis is asur, and simchas mitzvah is het gamar. But the kasha may say ulesimcha ule mereis lamed yom kasha. You see that simcha alone is a problem. Okay? Oh. So the Birur Halacha says like this, here's a question. This is the rabbi, it's a famous question. What's Mochamer? Is Mochamer mitzvah or Mochamer Rishus, right? We ask the following question. Does the Birur Halacha? What? I have a very simple answer to that question. I don't understand the rabbit at all, frankly. At all, I don't understand. I'll tell you why. Kosh Shloshim Yisurim is your Yisurim. The Oval himself can't get married with the Shloshim Yisurim. That's what the Gemara means. Now, come on, by both sides. You've all been at weddings, right? You had a good time. May I venture? That if your own wedding, you have a better time? And this is the ultimate joy. The Yom Chatzonos, Yom Simchat Libo. So what's the rabbit is a little bit shmelach. He's been around for the call, Shloshim Yom Yisurim, to ask her, the guy that you can't go in there if he's Master Yosef Yisama. What's the raya? So I'm saying, from the fact that the rabbit thought it's the raya, well, I don't understand why, but then if that's the kasha, the Birur Halacha asks, the rabbit is right, right over here, the Gemara should have asked right now on the spot. When he said in Lishna Kama, what did it say? The Simchas Mereyus, but otherwise it's Mutter, Kaval, Kol Shlosh Yolen Nisuin. Why did the Gemara ask that kasha? That bothers the Birur Halacha. They must say the Suin shiny. So I thought it means my birth, that you're only Suin is shiny. In any event, how did the Raivet therefore know that according to the list of Batra, that a Sudat mitzvah is also Tov Shlosh? In other words, the list of comments, this is what the Sevir Halacha is saying. The list of comments clearly against the Raivet from the fact that the Gemara did the Kasha and the Suin shiny. Tov Shlosh and the Suin. You have to say my Svara, some other Svara. So how did the Raivet come up to know that the list of Basra is like him? The list of Kama is against him. We don't find that the list of Kama and Basra are arguing at this very point of Gufa. That's the kasha of the Birur Halacha Divrei Masil Uva Chabur. He gives a terror. His terror is like this. According to the list of Kama, Misha Mitzvah is Mutter. Right? Misha Mitzvah is Mutter. Oh, so Misha Mitzvah is Mutter. So Mitzvah is Svara Lahakel. So I guess the bigger the mitzvah, the bigger the kula. So if you can't, the kasha, right? The bigger the mitzvah, again. One more time. The kodel is the kama, misha mitzvah, this is again, this, let's see again, one more time. I gotta read the lesson here, the Birur Halacha. It goes over to the next page. Saf kuf, san. Okay. Find the right place. One second, please. No, much further. Tav Kuf Tari Beis. Okay. He has his cash. This is his answer. In Sub Dibra Maskal Avo. Two in a row. The Lish the Kama Adra Avo. The Sudas Mitzvah Shelter Heter. The Sudas Mitzvah Enagoremis Israel Heter. V'al Kain, or V'al Korcha, Masha Asa ben Yisuin, Hu Mishum D'Shani Yisuin. Avol Shah Sudat Mitzvah Mutter Atok Shloshim. So therefore, Yisuin is separate. The Gemara didn't ask the Kasha from Yisuin, and Yisuin is unique. That's called the Lishna Kama. But the Lishna, called the Lishna Basra, the Rabbi says, what? The Tzuras Mitzvah, Yesh Yoser Simcha. So he asked for Kasha, Nisuan does the Tov Shloshim. And you can't say that Nisuan is Asur, for the Lishna Basra Mashra Shachila Kuben Tsuras Mitzvah Tsuras Rishus. There must be a Kocha Mavua, either the Tsuim, the Tosh Loshim, Osir Tsuras Mitzvah means any Mitzvah. So writes the Bir Halach. If you want to look it up at page, Tav Kuf Sadi Bay. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine. Good. The Chokhmah Sodom that I asked you to see, Kuftam of Avay, says along the lines we said before, the distinction between within 30 and within a year. Why is the difference in respect to the mitzvah? Because after 30, it's only Mishum Kibud Avayim. As I said before, there's more ground to be made. Okay? Now let's turn our attention to the Ramah again. The Ramah Paskin, the Meikir Adin, is that an issue of an arach? Let's look up together. I have an open issue of an arach. Come on. You have to open it up. You have to see it inside. I'm sorry for going over this many times, but this is the most critical halacha. These shadows get all the time. Let's see the words. There are more rights. Avosudas mitzvah, the last for simcha, this is in Sivbeis. Mutal likonisba, yon pidyon aben, or sudas for smila, mutal lechol sham afilo toch shiva. You don't leave your house. Yet also for sudas for smila. Ba minig, shilo lechol b'shem suda, yon ol om kli ben kodesh, yon chutz lebeis. There's a din, and there's a minig. What's the din, Rabbi Osai? The din is, it seems, that there are more paskins la halacha, like the Nimuka Yosef. Mugyosa, we saw yesterday, says that Sudas Mitzvah is Mutter. A Sudas Mitzvah is Mutter. That's the din. And with the exception of Chosn Kala, seven brothers in her wedding. Shar Sudas Mitzvah is Mutter. We saw that for Farish in the Mugyosa. That's the Psak of the Ramah, Midina. Midina. And of course, no cash from the Sun. The Sun is unique. Right? So what emerges from the list of Basel in the Mugiosis? Look what's happening. The most Klamerdicker thing is Nisuin. In the middle is Sudas Mereyas. And the most Kal is what? Sudas Mitzvah. It's Mutter all the time. That's the Psak of the Ramah Meikar HaDin. Now it's critical to know what qualifies as a Mitzvah. So the Gilead Mashal starts rattling off Shalom Zachar, Chanukah Sabayas, the Shidduch, Chanukah. And there's a discussion here in the different stuff. What about a Kiddush when your daughter is born? So he writes that some said it's a Rishus. How can that be? Terence is talking about a funny suit they used to have. They call it a funny name. That the German custom was, let's just believe it or not. You can open up. It's a different song from the cafe. It's right there. He used to give a non-Jewish name to their daughters. And when they gave the daughter a non-Jewish name, a secular name, according to the country in which they lived, it makes some kind of a meal. That's a Sudas Rishus. What are you giving her a secular name for? That's serious. That's a Sudas Rishus. I found over here, let's see, what page is that? Page Tav Kuf Tzadi Vav. He quotes Blachosh Sudas Mitzvah, called the Nanachlas Shiva. That's what they call Holocrush. It's a German name, Holocrush. They used to call their daughter Madeline. I don't know what they used to call her. Her name is Miriam. So Mimela, that was a very secular and almost goyish in nature. That's the best of Rishus. Well, I need deity. Well, we have today. You make a have a baby girl, you give a kiddush. That's the Sudas Adora Mamish. The Sudas Mitzvah Mamish. Should certainly be Mutter according to the Mugay Yosef to partake of a kiddush that's given in honor of the birth of a baby girl. Simchat Bat. That's already have to be careful with how it's meant. We won't go into that right now. But if it's meant, the Shem Shemayim, the Sudas Hazoya, so it's the same thing as a kiddush. Okay? So that would be Mutter according to the Ikar Adin of the Ramah. Now, but the minig is, but look at every word in the Ramah count. What does the minig do? What does it say? What's the lashon of the Ramah? The minig is what? Shelo lechol v'shem suda ba'olah. It doesn't say shelo likonei.
the whole temple, the Ramban and the Rosh, they had to go into a wedding hall. We explained it during the actual meal, and 2 days we passed in the Chum and Mikir Adin. Here, Mikir Adin, we pass in, it's mutter even to eat, and even with the Midik, it's only also to eat, but to go in is mutter. I tell people all the time, I'm invited to a bris, to Shalom Zachar, a Pidyon HaBen, all these kinds of things, and a person's in Avelis, what should he do, whether it's kiddush for a baby girl, all these kinds of things. So I tell him, look, the Midir Amor, the Midir not to go, not to eat, but to go and not eat anything, it's not a violation of the Midir either. That's all. So I tell him, look, you don't have to go, you know, you don't have to go, you can stay home, but if you feel you have to go, so go, just don't eat anything. This is quoted here in the Divrei Sofrim as well. And to cut and cuff, hey? If you're allowed to go in, and which mazel tov? They had a mazel tov, it's a matir. Say mazel tov. I will rak nichna, sloma mazel tov, yotze miyad, mutter. Now, I don't understand two things. Number one, why miyad? It's miyad. You have to go out miyad if I stay for 10 minutes? 10 seconds, 10 minutes, what's the difference? Well, it's very, very shemi yochal. Ah, come on. So I thought you don't have to leave right away, on the one hand. On the other hand, he quotes in the Mitzvah Ayin Tetzin of Shlomo Zalman, in the Pnei Baruch, that it's mutter af lito mashu v'lo lechem. I don't understand that one. The other side, how can you do that? On the other side, you have no heifer to drink anything, to eat anything. On the one hand, I don't see why I have to run out right away. On the other side, I don't see why I have to eat anything. Yeah. You mean if you don't drink l'chaim, they'll think you're not mishtatis.
No,
I mean,
that
one
is part
of the
season.
Yeah. That's could be. The near diocese, there's no need for it in effort. Eating is eating. Well, in the style of the Berech HaLashirim. What does it mean, quote, lit ol mashu v'lelechem? I don't see any reason to be after it. I don't see a reason. On the other hand, if you stay for 10 minutes, say hello every single Baal Simcha, hello, 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 Mazda, 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 you have to run out, Mazda, goodbye. And if you have to run out, you have to stay as long a Mazda as you want when you're back. Okay. Any discussions in Sukkot and Chavav, Suda Shabbat, Ashes Lo Choshev, Suda Smithman in there. So what's the difference going to say? That it's different. Suda Mireus, reciprocal or not, whether our shayla, or three people or two, whatever, you're not going to be have a hetzer of sudas mitzvah mikra din. Why? You mean make Shabbos fazich, as the expression of in Yiddish. Pidyon HaBen, bris, mitzvah lasses in sudah berovam, the fasim of mitzvah. Shabbos, yachol lechol b'yichidus. Interesting. There's no hetzer as such. Interesting the kuda yet. Interesting the kuda. Okay. Let's go a little further. There is, oh boy. Take a look in the Rosh for a moment in Simen Mem Ches time. Alright? Simen Mem Ches. Mem Ches. I have to see two lines. How many Tanidim already have started the Mamakomas and Nisuin? How many people started that already? Oh boy. Alright. You think we'll finish it by tomorrow? I mean, the new Mamakomas are tomorrow already, yeah? I mean, I have to get to work. And if the technology will allow this, let's mark up for me. Maybe we'll have to get it done locally here. But it's like, fast, fast. Okay. Let's take a look at the two lines that you have to see in Simen Memchem. Very important two lines. Everyone see? Harabra ben Yosef, Evi Rael, is Varov. I mean, it's about getting married in Shloshim. The law of Smina and Elabes, the Mishnah Shlo Rishus. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'll call a Mason, Mosul, Elabes, the Mishnah, Adlamad Yom. I'll honor Valimo, Ajid, Beit Kodesh. Elam kenas et sudah shel mitzvah, and according to the Rabbi Yosef, it includes a wedding. No one said that until now. We said mitzvah means kiddush hakodesh, ma'aseh sheni, korban pesach. Well, maybe it means bris milah in Mukhei Yosef, but weddings is the most serious of all. How can Rabbi Yosef be matter? It's against the Gemara. How's he matter it? He's matter it anyway. He's matter it. What do you mean he's matter it? Pashtus is that he understands that it's completely mutter. Now,
the question is, isn't it against the Mefurash Gemara? The Gemara seems to say, L'simcha ula Mereyes Shloshim Yom. And there is some kind of an issue of simcha over and above Mereyes. So what does simcha mean? It has to mean something. So the minimum it can mean is a wedding. The minimum. So how can Rabbi Ben Yosef say what he said and seem to ignore the Gemara? I want to add a Maramah, and we'll end with this. The Rambam, someone came to be discussing Terek Vav, Halacha Beis and Vav, seems to go even further than the Rabbi Ben Yosef. As we're going to say tomorrow, I'll give you an advance preview. Rabbi Ben Yosef is only going to be Matir Tokyo's Beis Kodesh. That's a long while we're supposed to talk about today, which will fit him into the Gemara somehow. But the Rabbi is going to be Matir even within Shloshim, even a Chasana. So I think the answer lies in Pierces. Because the Ritva says that he's looking to get started from Ksavyaz Mincha in a different Pierces over there. So if you want to do the homework and let me know before tomorrow's year, I'll be happy to close you. Okay.
When you're married, you're married yourself. Yes. But there's a mitzvah, so we're going to make you out of a lot of stuff.